JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
He was prepared to be underwhelmed, and then Bailey stepped it up. We'll talk with Matthew and see about why he's getting ghosted in Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Matthew.
How you doing?
We're good, man. So give us a rundown how you and Bailey met up, your dates, and we'll try to decipher what went down that she's ghosting you.
Well, we matched, and it was a good date. Okay. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. It wasn't anything like exciting, right? So I've been on like a lot of lunch dates, right? Like it's like a lunch thing, I guess.
Okay.
And whether it's work lunches, date lunches, that kind of thing, I'm sort of lunched out, maybe, I guess.
Okay.
But I just went into it with low expectations is sort of what I'm kind of getting at there. Is I had this lunch with her, and even though I was sort of, you know, like whatever, you know, once things got going, it was really amazing. It just got better and better and better. Our conversation just, it like meshed, easy, flowing, funny, laugh, good food. We had a lot in common, actually. And honestly, she is gorgeous. Like, I mean, really, really. And I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
Other than okay.
She's like a total beauty and smart in the whole package here.
Okay. How long were you guys out for lunch?
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Like that.
Okay. That's a long lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It got, that is a good one.
It kind of got extended there, you know?
Yeah. Things were going that
and,
well.
And conversation gelled and everything. Like, there was no touchy topics you guys might have discussed?
Oh, no.
She didn't try to chew her arm off or anything to get out of there. She was pretty much into it as much as you were, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, we like I told you, we hung out for like almost 2 hours. Everything was just great, you know? In fact, she said to me, like, we were just laughing and like, it was just so funny. Like, it's like she's almost like she didn't try to leave or even sneak out, you know?
Right.
So that was cool. And at the end, as I walked her to the parking lot there where her car was, she said, I'd like to see her again. And she literally said, yo, call me.
Okay. Wow.
And so I was like, all right.
Yeah,
so
call me.
She made it a point to be like, let's hang out again.
Yeah, totally. You know, so I did a few times.
Oh, okay.
And this is where it gets confusing because I don't know. I'm kind of second guessing myself because I haven't heard back from her at all.
I mean, you said it yourself. It was kind of picturesque, kind of the textbook best time ever. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot to
there's
do
nothing
that.
Obvious I mean, that's in your brain.
I am second guessing myself because, I think, like, I don't know, did I compliment her too much? Like,
yeah.
Is that
okay.
Too much?
That can
like,
be a thing,
I just
thought.
She was flattered, you mean? You know what I mean? It was a long lunch, and if you're not into someone, you kind of order, eat, and bail kind of thing, and she
right.
didn't do that.
And she didn't ditch out on you after the food got there and you guys finished eating. Okay.
No.
It wasn't when she said, yo, call me. That wasn't sarcastic sounding, was it?
No. Okay. No. She was being playful. It's like, you know, she's not like a yo, like that. So she was like jokey. Like, it was like a really funny.
Can I ask a question? This might be kind of dumb. So... But, like, did you?
Call her?
Did you call her?
Yeah,
or did you just
he called her a couple times and got nothing.
Oh, okay, sorry. I missed that part.
That's okay.
Okay. I was going to say, because maybe you just texted and it was like, no, she obviously said call her. So maybe she meant for some reason she needs to talk to you on the phone. I mean, I don't know.
Definitely called her multiple times.
Right,
and, you
okay.
know, I left two voice messages that were just funny and sweet and short. Nothing weird or crazy or anything.
I'll find you.
Two is okay. If it was like 10, then we'd question it, yeah.
Yeah, that right. I would question it,
we'll
too.
See
that's
what
why
she
I'm
says.
Like second guess myself here.
Yeah, well, we would be glad to help clear your mind a bit and get Bailey on the phone and see if we can sort this out. And if it works out great, we will be more than willing to pay for dinner for you guys to go out again.
You're not wanted for some crazy, like grand larcenies or crazy stuff or something. She just saw your picture somewhere, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Find your mugshot. Okay. We'll call Bailey, see if we can get her on the phone, and hopefully sort all of this out for you.
Fingers crossed. I appreciate it.
Coming up next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Now time to play along. What do you think went wrong between Matthew and Bailey on their lunch date? Is it something he said in could you do you have an idea on like just the way he spoke about Bailey, the way he talks, the way he thinks?
Yeah, we realize we're not really giving you a whole lot here.
Yeah. Not really. We're just going off of his
word. Get creative on Facebook, KX969, and X and Instagram, KZKX969. GIF form is the best form.
Play along with Datum or Dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Somebody just joining us. It's Matthew who reached out. He matched with Bailey. They went to lunch, had a 90-minute-ish sit-down for lunch. Great conversation, good food, a bunch in common. He says, she's beautiful. I don't know what else to say. At the end of it, they walked to her car in the parking garage, and he said, I'd like to see you again. And she's like, yo, call me. And he did a couple times and has gotten nada.
He got nothing.
And so he wanted to find out what the deal is between him and Bailey.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Bailey.
This is her mask who's calling.
Bailey, hi, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
Radio station.
That's right.
Okay, this is weird. Hi.
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 How are you?
We're good.
How are you today?
It's strange.
Fine,
I know.
Thank you.
Weird way to start today, but we're actually calling in hopes to make things better to start your day. We do a thing called Datum or Dump 'em, and we're actually calling about a guy you went out with and had lunch with and who you told to call you, and now you aren't responding to his phone calls at all. Matthew reached out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Matthew. Yeah. What's going on with not getting back with him or taking the calls?
This is kind of annoying. He's kind of annoying.
Okay.
I know. Sorry. No, I'm glad I'm telling you guys this, not him. But I have to say, like, honestly, like, I think I'm too nice.
And that's why you hung out for like 90 minutes with this guy?
Well, that's why I said call me. You know what I mean? Like, I just think I didn't want to end it awkwardly.
Okay.
But the problem I had with him is, like, so I'm a petite woman. Like, I'm under 5 feet.
Oh.
I know, a little smaller than the average. Not
yeah. Cutie.
But and he's, like, definitely taller than me. Not that big a deal to me, except for, like, he thought it was, like, really cute that it was only 5 feet tall. And, like, he could not stop talking about how cute it was.
Yeah, that
and,
would
like,
be annoying.
It's like, you're so tiny. Oh my God, you're adorable. You're like a doll. Can I pick you up? Like, it was just really, it was weird. I mean, this has happened to me before, but like every other sentence that he said was, he was like hung up on my height and he just wouldn't stop.
And you're not a fan. I mean, you just hate that, or you're just used to it, or?
I'm like, I love my body. I love myself. I just wish, like, for some reason, if you're under 5 foot, you're like a freak to some people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
He made you like a spectacle, kind of.
Yeah, and I'm not tiny, tiny. Like, I'm just shorter than average.
Yeah.
Not that big of a deal. And so I don't
know. I don't think that it was that bad.
By the way, Bailey, Matthew's on the phone with us. So you didn't think it was that bad, Matthew?
No.
It was. It really was.
Okay. The thing is, Bailey, I just feel like you're exaggerating with a lot of this. Like, I was giving you compliments. I was calling you beautiful and attractive. I wasn't like obsessed with how petite you are.
Asked if you could pick me up and carry me around.
Okay, you are tiny. You are tiny.
Hold on, you're both talking. So you actually asked her to pick her up and carry her around?
Yeah, but like, you know, I thought she would find that cute. She's cute. She's little.
It's not cute when you ask a woman if you shop at the children's section because it's probably cheaper than adult clothes. Like, you just would not stop.
Oh my God.
No.
Strange he didn't get a call back.
No.
So would you have been, I mean, you are not quite tall, okay?
Right.
And I'm sure meeting someone new, you probably have some sort of idea in your brain that this person is probably going to make some type of comment or, like, actually ask or genuinely try to think that they're being funny. If it was, like, a joke or two or, like, a question or two, would you have been okay with that? Or, I mean, would you still have just been, like, super upset?
I know some people, like, they're just like, oh, wow, like, you're so short or whatever. Okay, yeah. And then they let it go. But, like, I felt like he wasn't excited to see me for me. He was just excited that I was, like, tiny and cute.
Okay, yeah.
And it was weird. And, like, I'm not some sort of fetish for him. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, it was beyond the realm of just kind of like a standard amount of comments or something you might get. It was just consistent.
Gross.
Wait, I got to chime in here. Okay. Bailey, that's not a kink. Okay, I just thought you were beautiful. And you said to call, and that's what I did, you know? I mean,
that's why I'm saying I was being too nice.
I got
Don't call me.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Then we'll just end it like that.
So your intentions, obviously, weren't to kind of, I don't know.
Dress her up and carry her around.
Yeah, your intentions weren't to like make a spectacle out of her. You just unintentionally made her feel uncomfortable. Are you aware of that?
No, I didn't make her intentionally feel. I didn't intentionally do that. I didn't go like, oh, what are you from the Willy Wonka Oompa Loompa? Like, I mean, I wasn't like, I was just like, she was little.
A Keebler elf or something.
She could have ordered from the children's menu. They wouldn't have batted an eye. I mean, I can't help that part of it. You know, I was just trying to work with what she's got. That's it.
I would say you had an opportunity multiple times to apologize.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know what I
for
mean?
What?
Like, obviously,
for what?
I mean, like, right now. And also, like, because, like, obviously she doesn't want to go on a date with you, which is fine. But, like, she tells you that, hey, you made me feel like crap. Whether you think you did or not, you did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That, yes. Like, there's no argument there. Mm-hmm. If she's like, hey, I feel like crap, that's not an argument.
That's
from
how
your
she
end.
Feels.
I don't know. It's all good, man. You did. Okay.
We'll just chalk it up to it's just not going to work, and we'll move on from there. Okay, Matthew?
Yeah, whatever, man.
All right. Bailey, hey. Okay. Bailey, thank you so much for taking our call. We appreciate you giving us a little bit of time. Sorry it was kind of an awkward situation.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, Bailey, but we wish you luck.
Well, thank you, guys. Now at least he knows. So.
Okay, thanks. Exactly. Yeah, thank you very much
thank
for being
you.
On.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you're going on a date with someone who's fun-sized, do not pick them up.
Yeah.
Don't spin them around. Don't toss them around the room.
Pick anyone up in general.
Well, yeah, that's just true.
And unless it's like your toddler that's like, pick me up.
Give me a ride.
And you're like, fine.
If you need our help with any dating issues, you can reach out to us, Facebook X or Instagram, KX969. And you too can be on the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Wake up, y'all. Help start my day.
Just puts me in a good mood in the morning.
Puts me in a great mood.
Every morning.
They're Nebraska's #1 morning show.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.